Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. Coming up next, the Michael Van Tool Show. By Community Highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey. This is to my mother, Mrs. Major Eloise Van Tool from the Salvation Army. Dear Mom, this is not a Hallmark greeting card. I wrote these words from within my heart. You are everything to me, a vision of divinity, smooth like a symphony wrapped in a rhapsody. From a family of royalties, here's a diamond for your loyalty. I cherish you like ivory, filled with creativity, brighter than my imagery. I love you to infinity. Like a queen, you wave your hand. It stirs the dust of desert sands. Like gold and copper from the Nile, I would walk 1,000 miles. And as far as the mountain tops, that's just how much I love. I won't ever stop. You are everything. Happy Mother's Day. And good morning and happy Mother's Day to you. My name's Michael Van Tool. Thanks for waking up on the Michael Van Tool Show. We're produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And we've got the Sunday morning team. Let's check in right now. I think we got our sound together. We got you clicked on. Good morning, co-host LaToya Sanders.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Happy Mother's Day.
Great, and happy Mother's Day to you. All right, now let's check in and see if our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey's on the line. Good morning, Henrietta, and happy Mother's Day.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, LaToya. Good morning, Detroit. Happy Mother's Day to all the awesome moms out there.
Great. All right, and now let's go to our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you. Good morning, Morning Show team. Good morning, radio family. Happy Mother's Day.
And let's give us a sneak peek of what's coming up at 9:30.
We're going to be talking about honoring mothers today, because today is Mother's Day, and we're also going to be talking about Ahmaud Arbery.
Okay, great, great. We're going to touch on that in our news segment. And thank you so much. And we will be looking forward to talking to you on Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey. And Missionary Humphrey's coming up at 9:30. All right, we're going to get moving now in the news. A white father and son have been arrested in the murder of a black Georgia man who was jogging down a Brunswick, Georgia street. Gregory and Travis McMichael, 64 and 34 years old, were arrested, faced charges. Murder and aggravated assault in the killing of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. Music producer to the stars Andre Harrell died Friday, May 8th at the age of 59. Harrell owned Uptown Records and was a VP of Def Jam with Russell Simmons. Andre Harrell was responsible for the marketing success of major recording artists like Mary J. Blige, Heavy D, Teddy Riley, L.B. Sure, and P. Diddy. Roy Horn of the Las Vegas magician team, Ziegfeld and Roy, died Friday from complications from the coronavirus. They were known for their famous lion-taming entertainment routine. The father of rock and roll, Little Richard, died Saturday at the age of 87. He was the original rock and roller, songwriter, singer, and musician. He was known for great hits like Tutti Frutti, Good Golly Miss Molly, and Long Tall Sally. In a rare public statement yesterday, former President Barack Obama commented on how the Trump administration is handling the coronavirus, saying it's been an absolute chaotic disaster. This comes as three of the top administration scientists, coronavirus task force, are quarantined, and three White House staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. As of today, the United States has 1.2 million coronavirus with 80,000 deaths. LaToya, what's the weather? And you got some good news for us?
I have some good news, Michael, coming right out of the city of Detroit. Eminem and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey have teamed up to give $1 million to help people in Detroit. The donations were announced on Friday during Lil Wayne's Money Radio show on Apple Music Beats' number one radio station. Eminem was a guest on the show, and he announced that he'd be donating $250,000 to the city of Detroit through his Marshall Mathers Foundation, which was founded in 2002. It provides assistance to disadvantaged and at-youth risk students in Detroit. Well, listen at this, Michael. Twitter's Jack Dorsey called in and piggybacked on the donation, announcing that he will provide an additional $750,000 to the Marshall Mathers Foundation, which brought the total to a cool $1 million. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow, that is great. Man, I tell you, some people are doing some great things right now. You know, even though there are a lot of things going on right now, there's some people that are really shining through, isn't it? God is working through people during this outbreak.
Yes, he is. Yes, he definitely is. And moving on to our church clothes weather forecast, today is Mother's Day, but we will have a lot of rain and scattered showers with only a high of 55 degrees today. So, ladies, keep your umbrellas handy. Tomorrow is Monday. We'll be at a high of 52 degrees. Tuesday will be a high of 56, partly sunny. And on Wednesday, we'll be partly sunny again with another high of 61 degrees.
Okay, great, great. All right. Well, we're looking forward to the weather getting much better for the next few days, because we've really been through some winter weather, haven't we?
Yes, we have, definitely.
Yes. All right. Well, the news and weather, good and bad news, is brought to you by Optimal IT Solutions. Optimal IT Solutions can repair your desktop computer or laptop for less. Call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. And TCBC, tell us a little bit about TCBC, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center.
Yes, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center has everything you need in one place. There's ample parking. For your next major event, they have a gated community. There are three banquet rooms, a commercial kitchen. They offer in-house catering. They even have a recording studio. They also have a sanctuary that seats 225 people. They have offices, equipment that you can rent. They have everything that you need at TCBC. They are located on the Dearborn-Detroit border at 8031 Tireman. If you're looking for them, please give them a call at 313-588-0432. Again, the number is 313-588-0432, the Tireman Conference and Banquet Center.
Yep, and they have secured parking, gated parking, so it's safe and secure. And they got a big operation going on over there, 8031 Tireman. Great. Thank you so much, LaToya. All right, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we're going to try to get Monique Baker McCormick, Wayne County Commissioner, on the line. We'll be back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcombs has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcombs Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Zyl. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Zyl Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Zyl.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about it.
All right, we are back. My name is Michael Van Zyl. Thanks for waking up with us. Of course, remember, Missionary Hattie Humphreys coming up at 9:30 for community highlights right here on Blog Talk Radio. On the hotline with us now is Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick from District 6. Good morning, Monique Baker McCormick, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all of your listeners, and thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
Thank you so much. You know, I've been reading your email updates, and especially for the community, but also for COVID-19. And Commissioner McCormick, I just wanted to know, what's the latest updates that you've been issuing for in regards to coronavirus?
Well, of course, we're telling everyone that we still need to I'm sorry about that. My phone start buzzing. But we
of course.
we all need to continue to stay home as ordered by the governor. She did extend the stay home order until May 28th, which I believe is a good thing. Because in my Northwest Detroit, we have had more cases of the virus and deaths in the entire state, and a matter of fact, in the country. So I recently, on last Thursday, sponsored a resolution that talks to testing. Testing is key to reducing the spread of the virus. We know that a lot of folks are walking around with no symptoms, which means that they're asymptomatic.
Right.
They have the virus, but you wouldn't know that they have it. So the only way that you do know is by someone getting infected and then them testing the people around them, and then they find out that this person around them gave it to them because they didn't realize they had it. And so that's why testing of every single person is important, especially as we return back to work and to some normalcy. In order to reduce the spread, we will need to test every single employee. And in particular, I think we need to test those that are working in the restaurant industry, because if they're in the restaurant and they're serving food, they have the ability to spread the virus to others without knowing it. So we really need testing. And so I sponsored a resolution that will not require but highly recommend that all employers test all employees before returning back to work. And we can do that. Employers can mandate that every employee is tested.
Commissioner, I knew that I was reading your updates, and I knew that the 48219 zip code was pretty high. I didn't know it was as bad as you're saying now. And isn't it critical that this summer that we all continue to take precautions and not let our guard down when the weather warms up?
That's right, because we, you know, the sun comes out and we, you know, want to go and do the same things that we have been doing over time.
Right.
But we know that we just can't go right back into that because there's a lot of people out here that are still dying. So this is a matter of life or death. And if we jump back into society like there's nothing wrong, then we're going to see a second wave, and it could be worse than the first initial wave.
Yes. Commissioner McCormick, last year you had a very effective, well, your first year, you had a very effective cleanup program to clean up the streets in our neighborhoods. What's on tap for the coming year? What are some of the plans you have for your district for the coming year?
Well, I plan on continuing the war on trash, which is an effort to ensure that our neighborhoods are clean. We know that where there is more trash, there is more crime. Again, where there is more trash, statistics will show that there is more crime.
Interesting. So there is a link,
am an advocate for reducing litter and blight in our community, so I'm going to continue on that path. I'm working with building a task force of the city, state, and the county working together to make sure that we have clean neighborhoods, not just a clean downtown, but a clean city in general, clean neighborhoods. So when you come up off of the freeway, Southfield or the Lodge Freeway into the neighborhood, that you come into a clean neighborhood. I think that's important for the psyche of our residents, of young people in particular, to know that we need to love where we live and we need to keep our neighborhoods clean. And so when I talk about young people, that's another of my passions, and that's one of the areas that I am going to focus on in the fall. I just sponsored a resolution to form the first ever Wayne County Commission Youth Council, and this Council of Youth is really about preparing our young people for leadership roles, getting them involved in government and helping them to become more engaged in politics and understanding their role in our future. And so that is what we will be doing in the upcoming year. And in the fall, we're going to roll out the Wayne County Commission Youth Council.
That I heard you say, love where you live. That sounds like a campaign right there. Love where you live. I like that. Commissioner, Commissioner, your responsibilities include more than just your district. What committees are you on? The commission oversees Wayne County. So what are the committees that you're working on?
Well, it's funny when people ask me the committees I work on. It's like
all of them?
I'm on just about all of them, and it's so funny. When I first became the commissioner in my district, I asked the chair, Chair Alicia Bell, how did I get on so many committees? And her thing was, well, you know, you're the new kid on the block, and this will help you to learn about everything. And mm-hmm. and that it has, because I'm on, first of all, I'm chair of the Committee on Senior and Veteran Affairs.
Right.
As well as vice chair for the Health and Human Services Committee.
And you're
I'm
a
also
veteran.
On the, yes, I am a veteran. So it was important to me to be a part of those two committees, which focus on veterans, seniors, and also our youth. Mm-hmm. I'm also on the Ways and Means Committee, as well as, I said, Health and Human Services, the Public Safety Committee, Homeland Security, and what else? Am I missing something?
Well, this year.
Yes, yeah. So I'm on quite a few committees, and some people would say that the commission job is part time. I say no, that's not true. It's full time. If you're
right.
doing
it sounds,
the work,
yep.
And if you're servicing,
sounds like full-time
your,
to me.
Yeah, it's definitely a full time job.
Well, Commissioner McCormick, look at that. You know, those few minutes went by so fast. It's unbelievable. But it was full of important information. Go ahead.
You know, the one thing that I want to mention before we leave, not to cut you off, but I just wanted to get this one thing in. You know, this is an election year, and the election is in August. And instead of raising dollars for my campaign, because we were so hard hit in Northwest Detroit, I decided to opt out of any donations to my campaign and have put together a fundraiser for my district. I'm partnering with First Institutional Baptist Church in my district, and we're sponsoring a 10K in 10 days fundraiser that in the hopes of raising dollars that would then be, we would purchase gift cards from businesses in the area, which would help local businesses get on their feet. But then also we would then turn around and give those donations or gift cards to families that have been hard hit by the virus. So that campaign will start tomorrow, and I will forward the information to you, and I'm hoping that we can raise $10,000 in 10 days to help people or families in my district, Northwest Detroit. That would be zip codes 48235 and 48219. And again, it's the hope to support those families.
Great, and we want to do whatever we can to help with that, too. So we'll be right there with you. Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick, District 6, thank you so much for joining the Michael Vantool Show today, and we appreciate all the valuable information that you're doing, and we appreciate the hard work that you're doing for Wayne County. Thank you so much, and have a great Sunday.
Thank you for allowing me to come on today, and thank you so much for your support, Mike.
Absolutely. All right. That was a very informative array of information from Ms. Baker McCormick, Wayne County Commissioner. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in just a moment. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, invites you to see her at her new location at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales on Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Need a new ride but have the bad credit blues? Regina will get you financed. Newcomb's has 50 years of happy drivers and a large selection of vehicles below market value. We offer a 3-month, 4,500-mile limited warranty, plus free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Stop by and see Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, at Newcomb Certified Auto Sales, Lapeer Road in Auburn Hills. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Closed Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Zyl. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. You've been listening to The Michael Van Zyl Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spirit Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Zyl. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco Tashman and Walker, and attorney Pasco. You can reach him at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And American Standard Roofing, we've got you covered. Call Gail and tell us you heard it from Missionary Hattie Humphrey, 248-350-2323. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource for candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning and happy Mother's Day, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers that's out there. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be coming. Thank God for all of the staff and all of you that has come in times like these. I just want to say to this the troubled world, I want you to know the battle belongs to the Lord. He shall not light a battle, leave you with a battle alone. All you have to do is trust him. I still believe in God, and I know many of you there out there now do too. I had quite a few calls this weekend about people going to drinking and doing this and that, getting on weeds and things. That's not the way. God is the answer for everything. The Lord will not The Lord will fight your battles, but you got to trust him. He's still in charge. To all of you young people out there and to a lot of the older people that can't pay your bill and don't know how you're going to make it, go back to God. Just ask him to help you, and he will. But you got to trust him. And let's learn to love one another. If there ever was a time that we need to pray, this thing is all over the world, but God is still in control to help us all. And he will help you, Michael. We've seen him do it, and he's done it for us, and he'll do it for you. There's no problem. Nothing is too hard for God. This is Missionary Hattie Humphrey can tell you that, because the Lord has blessed me to reach 92 without fail. I still got my mojo working. I still praise God. I'm excited, Michael.
Yes, I am too. Missionary, we got a few people that want to say Happy Mother's Day to you this morning. I asked Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick to hang on the line just to say something to you. Commissioner McCormick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, Missionary. How are you? And happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, honey, this means so much. This is like $1 million just to have you to call me.
Well, you know what? I couldn't pass up the honor of being on the line with you this morning. You have helped me so much over the years and supporting me and praying for me and keeping me on the straight and narrow. So I just wanted to say I love you and happy Mother's Day to you.
You made my day. This I will cherish as long as I live. Thank you, sweetheart.
Great. Thank you so much, Kim. Great. All right. Well, Mary, we're going to be monitoring the line because we've got a few callers that we'll call into. But I do want to say something about Attorney Cliff Pascoe because he has been a part of Community Highlights for so many years.
Over 20-some years.
Yeah. And he gave me, the last time I was over at his office, he gave me a list of things. And I'm just going to read a few because it's a long list of things that his law firm can do, and that is with workplace injuries, medical and dental malpractice, wrongful death, auto accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, pedestrian, construction accidents. It's a whole long list. But if there's something that has gone wrong and you need it fixed, Attorney Cliff Pascoe is the one that can help you. And that number, he has a toll-free number, too. That is 800-826-0101. And again, that's Attorney Cliff Pascoe, 800-826-0101. And so we appreciate him, and he's been with us for so long, and, he's just a very real supporter to the program. Yes. And Missionary, we're going to be, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Oh, our team is with us this morning. Let me check in with the team. Latoya, co-host Latoya Sanders is here. Good morning, Latoya. You here? Just want to connect you so that we can talk to Missionary.
Good morning, Missionary. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
And then
you are so welcome.
Yes, and then let's check in with our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey. Henrietta.
Good morning, Missionary. Happy Mother's Day. It is a blessing to hear your beautiful voice this morning.
Oh, it's a blessing to be heard. Thank you all, beautiful young ladies. You're so sweet. You're godly women, and I'm praying for you always. You're my daughter. I never had a daughter, but all of you all are my daughter. And you don't know how much this make me want to live, keep on living.
All right.
Love
and then,
you.
And our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and she's got a segment coming up in a few minutes. But Kimberly, you're on.
Good morning, Missionary. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Thank you, Kimberly, and I love you too.
All right, Missionary, the line is hopping, and we've got Mr. Greg Burkhart on the line also.
All right.
And we're connecting you right now. Good morning, Mr. Burkhart. Missionary Humphrey's right here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great on this beautiful day. Missionary Humphrey, it's so nice to talk to you today. I'm here
it's
with
so
my
nice
wife.
It's so nice to hear you, baby.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you and all that you do for our family because you're a mother to us and a great guide for how we to follow in faith, and God will bring us through all this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're also a great family, too, darling. We want you to know that. We all need one another in our mind, and I made this far without you all. God bless that whole family across the country, and I love you so much.
Thank you so much, Hattie. Have a great day today.
All right.
Amen,
great.
Thank you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Great.
Bye-bye.
That's the Burkhart family. Thank you so much. We hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Oh, it's been our pleasure.
Absolutely. And have a great day today. Great Mother's Day.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Missionary, the lines are, the line is hot this morning. Minister Randall Smith is clicking in right now. Good morning, Minister Randall Smith. How are you, sir?
Awesome. Mother Hattie Humphrey, love you, Mom. You are the best. You are the best. And there's more
Thank
to come. Looking forward to seeing you and looking forward to taking you to dinner, Mother.
All right, baby.
Well,
boy, this made my day.
Well, Minister Randall Smith, what if I'm there too? Do I get a free dinner too?
Mike, you already know, bruh. You already know. You already know. You don't happen to be there. You will be there. And to my sisters, those great co-hosts, I love you all and happy Mother's Day, and I will look forward to being a blessing to you all as well. And be
Thank
safe, my
so
mom.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You.
So much.
Love you all. Love you all. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Minister Randall Smith. You know, we had him on the other day, playing some, you know, doing one of his songs and telling us about his musical career. So we appreciate, and he's one of those avid listeners that listens all the time, so we appreciate that. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's up this morning? What's going on?
So good morning. It is Mother's Day, and all of us today are thinking about our moms. But before we get into that, as Missionary would say, we should start with a word from the Lord. So today
yeah,
I'm going
absolutely.
To read. I'm going to read from John 14:27 because we have a lot of things that are happening in our community. And our country is going through a lot of things, not only with this pandemic, but with this terrible thing that happened in Georgia where a young man was gunned down. And I'll say that he was murdered while he was jogging. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." It is Mother's Day, and from the dawn of time, women have been an integral part of life. Genesis 2:19-20, it talks about man needing help. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. Women were created to be a helpmeet for man. This does not mean she is a servant or that she is less than. She is equal to the man. Women have a different role than men because women bear children. Today we want to celebrate women everywhere, especially mothers. Matthew 15:4 says, "For God says, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death." Matthew 19:19 says, "Honor your father and mother," not just your father, not just your mother, "your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." That brings me to Georgia. People across this country woke up several days ago to a very disturbing video of a man jogging through a neighborhood, not doing anything, being chased down by several gentlemen, two in particular in a truck. You watch him be shot. You watch someone videotape it. You don't see anyone call for aid. You don't see anyone come out of their house to help this person. It is Mother's Day, and we're celebrating mothers because mothers bear children. For 9 months, we bear these children in our bodies. We spend a lifetime educating, preparing, teaching, and worrying about their every move and decision, only for Ahmaud Arbery's mother to wake up this Mother's Day and to realize that the child that she so diligently fretted over, the child that she prepared, the child that she educated, the child that she nourished to be a part of society, his life is cut short at the age of 26. As a mom, I am appalled and disgusted. I stand with Ahmaud Arbery and his family. We want justice. And as Henrietta Ivey would tell you, that together we can accomplish great things. I want to encourage everyone that is hearing my voice. We have to stay vigilant. Yes, they were arrested. Yes, they were denied bond, but they have not been convicted. They have not been put in jail. If you are in your community, out walking, driving, whatever it is that you are doing, pay attention. If you see a group of young men that are walking and somebody seems to be harassing them or bothering them, say something. We have to stand up to these people who think that it's okay to police us for no reason at all. There was
all
a
right.
case. I'm sorry, Marco. There was a case last year where a young man was going to a Royal Oak restaurant to pick up some food. And a woman happens to be passing by as another woman, I guess, felt like he should not be there. She called the police and 4 squad cars showed up. The young man happens to be talking to his mother on the phone. His mother was on the opposite side of town. And she said, stay on the phone with me, because she was afraid that her grown son, who I believe was about 19 or 20, would be killed. And the woman on the street filmed the entire thing. And all it was someone felt like this young man, who was an African-American, should not be there. And this other woman filmed it. People have to do these things, unfortunately, because if you don't, we won't know the whole story, and people can cover things up. So
and,
as
you know,
we celebrate.
This
yes.
has been going on for many years, you know.
It has.
And Missionary can tell you that, you know, over the decades, this type of treatment's been going on. We have video now. We can see this. But
mm-hmm.
this, you know, and Missionary, during this coronavirus now, it's exposing a lot more of the racism now.
Right.
You know, I thought we had things were changing when we elected Barack Obama as president, but that was not really realistic of America. I was fooled about that. I thought we were changing, and it
no,
doesn't.
No, we haven't changed.
No.
We haven't
and this
changed.
And this shows you that, and this shows you that, and that's why it's important that we all look out for one another. We all celebrate each other and be there for one another. Just as we're celebrating Mother's Day, let's, you know, be kind to one another and look out for each other and pay attention to what's going on in our community.
Yeah,
that's true, baby. That everything you say is true. That's exactly true. All what you said is true. But I just want to say this before we close out. So I'm still from the old school.
Right.
And this is what I want to tell all of those people that's out there, troubled in mind. We got kids, grown people out there, taking dope, doing this and that. A lot of the church folk done turned. But this, I still believe in the Bible, Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about nothing. Don't be anxious for tomorrow. All you need to do, go back to the old landmark, pray yourself, trust in the Lord, and do good. That's my motto. That's my word for the day. Okay?
And, you know, missionary, isn't it true? We're at that point right now where we can only rely on God now. I mean,
right?
all those things that we thought was going to be here forever and ever, we, you know, a lot of us didn't think this economy could crash like it has. Our big
and it crashed within 2 months. God got the world's attention in about
right.
2 months. This was all over the world.
Yes. Think about what we were doing, Kimberly, in January, and look at what's happening right now. And this is not the time for Americans to be fighting each other.
Exactly.
We were fighting over things in January. So, you know, look
right.
at that guy. Look where we're at now.
Exactly.
This is the time. You should not be driving down a street in a pickup truck hunting black men.
Right.
In 2020.
Hey.
We should not be.
Absolutely. We should not be.
These things should change now. You know, in New York City, most of the people that they gave tickets to for violating the stay-at-home order and the 6 feet and the social distancing were
mm-hmm.
African-American, black and brown people.
Right.
You know, I see where, you know, the treatment has been unequal. It always has been, but
mm-hmm.
like I said, it's exposing it more. So we do have to, you know, even as a race, we have to turn
mm-hmm.
to God and trust in him completely. We have no other recourse. We have nowhere else to turn but God right now.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let me stop because
absolutely.
I'm a poet, not a preacher, and you all have me halfway preaching some morning, you know.
And that's good. I'm proud of both of y'all. That's
oh,
good.
Yes, you are, Mike. You're preaching. I'm playing.
I warned you, Reverend Randall Smith. You just couldn't help yourself, huh?
No,
we want to send out
I'm
some
sorry.
Love to Ohio too, y'all. My nieces and nephews in St. Louis and across the country.
Absolutely, because we know, Kimberly, we've got a lot of listeners all over the region. And, of course, now, you know, we're online, too. And I want to, matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, missionary. I want to thank all those who have logged in on blogtalkradio.com/ND, National Detroit Weekly. That's our link. And those of you who are on the line right now, thank you for calling in. And those of you who are outstate Michigan listening in Canada, those of you who are listening in Canada, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, New York, Georgia.
Right.
We know we've got a number of people
right.
that listen to us in Georgia, Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Yeah.
I forgot Florida. We have listeners in Florida, and I know because they let me know. Yeah. Anything else that you had your notes, Kimberly, before we, because I noticed there's one more person that wanted to call in and say hello to missionary. We'll get to them in just a second. I got them on the line now, but just to wrap up about the Ahmaud Arbery killing.
I want people to stay vigilant. I don't want you to be troubled. God says don't be troubled. He still sits on the throne. Just keep your eyes open. Be vigilant. Pay attention to your community. And I hope and wish for everyone a happy Mother's Day today.
Great. Thank you so much. LaToya and Henrietta, I just want to make one comment before we talk to Bishop Laster from Greater Pentecostal. Why can't we cash in our bottles at the store? Why is it taking
so
long?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, why is it taking so long? I should have asked McCormick on. Somebody needs to look into this.
Well, the reason that they've stopped us from doing that is because it's no longer sanitary. I mean, if you think about it, Michael, people have put their lips on those bottles. People are not washing their hands. And so just to be able to recycle those, someone has to touch those bottles and process them. So because of the coronavirus, and the risk of spreading the disease, they have ceased all bottle returns.
But can they come up with a solution by now? I mean, we're working on sick patients in the hospital, and we're able to do that. We're able to work with sick people, and we're still able to protect ourselves. The nurses and doctors, you know, when you have the proper PPE, but couldn't they come up with a solution by now? It's been months. Come on now.
Because of the risk towards the people who work in the grocery stores that would possibly be handling those bottles, they just didn't want to take the risk. But eventually we will be able to go back into returning our bottles.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm just showing that I need to cash in my bottles. I need my money. That's maybe you all don't, but you know, I got like two big bags worth of bottles right now, cans and bottles. I'm ready to cash this in because when I add it to my coupons, it makes a big difference. I'm just saying.
That's
all right. We're going to go to the hotline. Bishop Laster from Greater Pentecostals on. Good morning. The great bishop is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brother Mike.
Good morning, honey.
All right. Good morning, Miss Detroit, Hattie B. Humphrey, and to all of the rest of the listeners and that are participant of this great service. We're just humble that we were asked to get on the line. Everybody know how I feel about missionary Hattie Humphrey. She's been there for us, and a woman, a great woman. My mother went on to be with the Lord in 2014, so we kind of, our family have embraced missionary. My mother lived to be 94. To all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. I have a great honor and just a mother because I had a great mother. That's why I'm an advocate of women. Amen. Even the ministry, because my mother nurtured me. But we're just so elated. And let me say this. On the dear sister was talking about the incident in Georgia. Only thing that I hope doesn't happen, because when our race, when we get upset, we'll tear up everything. We won't do it God's way. Rather than we don't pay attention to Dr. Martin Luther King, the peaceful way, and Jesus, we just become barbaric. Amen. And so I just pray that I think the reason why they put those men in jail, because they know that it could have been a riot. That's my opinion. But I'm so missionary. We're just wishing you many more days. I told my mother, the prophetic word God told me to tell her, you can live as long as you want to live. And you know, when mama got ready to die, she told the grandchildren, don't tell nobody, but I want to go home. She went home when she wanted to. People of God.
Bishop, we just have about 1 minute left, and I just wanted to see if missionary had any closing remarks to make before we sign off.
All I got to say to all of my staff, to the people there everywhere, you'll be all right if you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go, is my motto.
And Bishop Laster, thank you so much. And you know, tell us where we go. I know we got a few seconds left, but how we can reach us now. I know you can't have them in.
Right now, everybody knows it's a virtual church, but you can get us on Facebook, 11:30 a.m. You can go on the Bishop Charles Laster, or you can go on the Greater Pentecostal Temple, or just simply Charles Laster. And that's the way you're able to get us on. We're throughout the week, we're on Facebook singing and ministering the Word of God.
So the work goes on. This is not going to stop the church. This is, matter of fact, Bishop, this is time for the church to step up.
Step up,
man,
step up.
We're not even worried about the finance. The finance are there, and so God is doing it. Missionary,
yeah.
You got coming because it's Mother's Day. I got to put some in your hand.
All right, now I love you.
All right.
Let me just say hello to Mayflower Church. I know they listen. God bless them. That's my church, and I love them. All churches mine, but I am a member of so many years at the Mayflower Church. Pastor Butler, God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be here next Sunday at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
God bless. Happy Mother's Day.
God bless.
Yes.
Hello?
Because, they can still hear. Okay. That was a great show today. Oh, and they said the mic turned out. Blog Talk tells you don't use the mic from the computer. It turned out to be the best. I got a couple of things saying that's the best ever. Wow. The microphone. Yeah, so excellent. That was great. We got all, how many calls did we have in this morning? I guess I'll see you at Whew. Man, that was something. You need to quit some of your comments now. I got to keep a straight face, and I got to stay focused. And then I look over and see these little comments like, get her off. Dump her now. Bye, Felicia. What happened to her? She just like, she just dragged it out. I mean, can you think? Can you think quicker? I thought when I went to her, about 9:13, I thought, I'm going to have plenty of time. I'm going to have some time because I had some other stuff I wanted to talk about, stuff like the bottles and cans. I had some other things, and I said, okay, let me talk about that after I interview her before Humphrey comes on. But she just, when I talked to her, she sounded much better yesterday. But when she got on the air this morning and realized, like, people were listening, all of a sudden she did this long, like, drawn-out draw, and just, I hate to cut people off, but she just kind of dragged it. But what I did this morning, I used the microphone on my computer today, the microphone and the speakers on my computer, and that apparently did the trick for now. So my commercials are starting to sound old already. Because, they made these commercials over the past 4 to 6 months. Redo them? Okay. Well, because next month I got to send an email to all of my sponsors because, my original contracts are no longer valid because I'm not on the Praise Network anymore and I'm on this internet program. And they know that it's cheaper to run the internet program, so it's hard for me to justify the prices that I had. So I'm going to have to lower my prices down and send out some new. Oh, that sounds so easy. It's like. True, but I gotta fix that. My muffler is starting to get a little loud, and I don't like driving around. Yeah, let me think about it. I've done it before. I mean, let me think about it. Them calls. I had so many calls. Where I might have to move up to another level package on the show.